And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Okay, that was Hey Girl from right here in San Francisco, California. And this is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That song was called 666. It's on an LP that came out in the last few months. Or maybe it came out longer ago, but it finally just started really getting out recently. It's an LP on Thrill House Records, who is putting out a hell of a lot of good shit lately. So it's just little old me right now, but hopefully Chris Hubbard will also be here. Oh, look, he is. He's right here. Hey. He's listening to his iPod.
No, I'm not.
I'm not sure if that mic is on, but anyway, we're going to just get going. I didn't do it on purpose. But, yeah, well, this has worked well for me lately, where I just come in and I go, hey, that looks cool, and I see if it's actually really cool. So that's the name of the set. Hey, that looks cool. We're going to start off with... Hey, Chris, can you help? We're going to start off with Poison Control from Boston, and I picked this because it's got a picture of JFK with a boner on a cross and Hitler and Abe Lincoln at his side. So let's check this out. This is called Human Targets.
We're not dead.
We're not dead.
We're not dead.
We're not dead.
Yeah.
sweet. That was the Blood Reds from New Jersey, USA, doing The War Comes Home off of a 7-inch called Mr. Mess on Loud Blaring Punk Rock Records. Before that was The Gut Reactions out of Milwaukee, which, if I can find the damn thing, here it is. This got picked because it features on the cover R2-D2 drinking beer, riding a motorcycle. That's pretty cool. Night Terrors was the name of their song. Infectia from Poland before that with a killer record cover that I thought it was an old thing or a reissue, but they are a modern band and they've been around for a while and this is their first LP. And that's on the Truhakafala label out of Poland. Before that, Rock Paper Stupid from Chattanooga did Metamorphosis of the Damned. And that's off of a 7-inch with an appropriately stupid-looking drawing on the cover. But they are awesome. We heard Poison Control at the beginning of that set. And, that looks cool. I think I'm going to make a theme song for this segment. Hey, that looks cool! I'll work on it. I swear. It's not going to be that bad. Moving along, hey, I didn't have to do any work for this one because this came in as a request on the email to radio@maximumrockandroll.com. And yes, if you write to us, we will respond sooner or later. This came about a month ago, but good things require a little bit of patience sometimes. A listener, CJ, called to request a set of old California peace punk bands like the ones featured in MRR number 9, citing Atrocity, Treason, Trial, PLH, A State of Mind, etc. Well, some of those bands never put anything out, or if you know of a recording of Treason or PLH, I would certainly love to have it. But the other bands do, and they are some of my favorite bands of all time, as a matter of fact, so I'm more than glad to play this set. We're going to start off with A State of Mind doing Media Maggot, and I don't know if this is a practice tape, a demo, or what, but this never came out on a record. Here you go.
Or Macho More, my men. Either way, it's just the same. The mass mind control game.
Hey!
See you, my God!
This is my present zone. You're the only I cannot see. given that what do you call it, all the competitiveness that we find in the punk scene and all the, you know, the quarreling and backbiting and everything, are you still optimistic about the scene or not?
Yeah,
we have to be.
Yeah.
If we weren't optimistic about it,
we wouldn't be in the band
or doing anything. We could have dropped out a long time ago.
Which we thought of doing
so
before,
easy.
But we keep giving
it
more and more chances.
It would just be too easy.
Uh-huh.
There's always something to work for. You know, maybe we won't always end up punks, or maybe people wouldn't even really call us punks now. You know, we look like punks, but we have a totally different attitude than a lot of bands have. And maybe one day we won't be punks, and maybe it won't be in the punk scene, but we still have the ideas that we have.
We'll
now.
Try to work it out in our individual lives,
yeah.
Like you have.
Took me by surprise.
Putting them out.
That was our Northern California peace punk set circa the very early 80s. That was Trial doing Inborn System off of their 7-inch, which came out on Crucifix's label, Freak Records. Before that was The Capitulation by Crucifix, and that's another thing off of a tape that I'm not sure if it's a demo or a practice or what. That's way better than the version on the 12-inch, I think. And that was preceded by a little snippet of an interview from Maximum Rock and Roll Radio of Crucifix, where they throw Tim off guard, and it's really cute, funny. I don't know the exact year on that. I'm guessing 82. Before that, Atrocity with Animal Fate, the demo version of the song that appeared on the Their Eyes Don't Lie compilation 7-inch, which was their only vinyl release. And Atrocity, I feel like I want to tell you more about them, but maybe not. They were just like one of the best bands ever. Teenage girls, like they were seriously like 12 and 13 years old, I think, when they were in that band. And Robbie from some other bands, like, oh, Sadistic Exploits was one of his bands, that classic 7-inch. Ace State of Mind started that off, and they did a split with Chumbawamba. That is a really fantastic record. They also did some really, really crappy records, and they did a little project called Liberté, which is like their rap band, which was also really crappy. But the good stuff that Ace State of Mind did is great. Oh, and their Flexi, their Don't Vote Flexi, is really, really awesome too. So that's that set, a request from CJ. All right, CJ, thank you very much.
Am I next?
Oh, if you want to be. Are you totally ready to go on?
More or less.
Oh, okay, cool. Hey, here's Hubs.
But give me some time to throw something in the CD player first.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm going to stall for time then. Well, I'll remind you that you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We've got my mom's dog here, Fiona. She is going to play a guest set later. And also, I can give you the info in the middle of the show because you're probably wondering, hey, how can I get my band played on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio? And it's very simple. You just make a record. That's easy, right? And then you send it to Maximum Rock and Roll PO Box 460-760, San Francisco, California, 94146. And you can email us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. And we, you can not bother sending us like MP3s or spam about your record or anything. Like, this is just the kind of the radio request and comments line. And another thing I can tell you that may be jumping the gun a little bit, but if you or anyone you know wants to make a large tax-deductible donation to Maximum Rock and Roll, get in touch with us, radio@maximumrockandroll.com, if you really love what MRR Magazine and Radio does. That would be a sweet little Christmas present for us. I'm not sure if Chris is ready.
More or less.
Cool. What is this? What is this magical set that you just appeared out of nowhere with?
I'm going to play some unreleased stuff from the early 80s, more or less unreleased. We're starting off with a band called Bumcon. They were from Colorado, and they released Raging Hardcore 7-inch and two LPs. And the song I'm going to play for you is one of the many unreleased songs from their EP session, which just might be getting released in 2008. And this is going to be a CD, so if I press this button, will it play?
Let's hope so. Go for it.
Okay. This is Bumcon, and the song is called This Is Art.
Together, so you can paint blood on the streets, graffiti.
Let's see. I got kind of mixed up around there, but that was Jerry's Kids from Massachusetts. And that was an unreleased song from their Boston Not LA sessions. And I have no idea what that song is called, but they recorded about a dozen songs, and I think only about half of them made it on. So there's actually like a lot of unreleased shit from that session. Before that was a band called The Living from Seattle. And that was, I think I played one of their songs on a previous radio show, but that was Duff's, one of Duff's bands from the early 80s. Before that was Husker Du with a song called Erase Today. And that was an outtake from New Day Rising. And yeah, that's that. And before that was the Necros with a song that was on their LP called Satisfy, and that was like a alternate version. I think it was from that Conquest for Death single recording session, but I'm not 100% sure. And we started off with Bumcon from Colorado, and This Is Art. And that was my unreleased shit set. And there's actually, believe it or not, a ton of cool undiscovered, unreleased stuff from that era. And who knows, it'll probably get bootlegged or maybe legitimately released. But I don't know, you maybe can expect to hear some more. Yeah, I don't know. I won't spoil the surprise.
Yeah, well, that's an exclusive from MRR Radio. That was pretty amazing, Chris.
Oh, thanks.
Dude, I didn't know. He just like pulled this amazing set out of the hat and totally showed me up. Thank you. Thanks for doing that.
Anytime.
Anytime. Oh, man. Okay, anyway, still Maximum Rock and Roll. And hey, just so this doesn't turn into oldies hour, I decided to switch to some more new musica. And hey, remember when we used to play sets from different regions? Well, here's a set from the Northwest. And this is all 7 inches. We're going to start off with a band from Portland called Autistic Youth. And I just found out that I missed them last night. That's what happens when you don't pay attention here in the Bay Area. awesome bands come, they play, they leave. And this is Empty Eyes.
ride, ready for a bicycle ride. Feeling like a kid on top of a slide. Throw one leg over, kickstand goes up. Now we're in business, but it's going corrupt. My excitement I cannot contain. Nothing compares to sprockets and a chain. Yeah, that's right, bikes turn me on. I wanna be the two wheels that you're riding upon. I wanna be the banana in your seat when you're pushing those pedals up and down my street. Bicycling makes sense to me. Getting where you need to go for free. Some people wanna get into the Tour de France, but me, I wanna get into your underpants. Your horn, bicycling is better than porn.
Something like I'm new, so they keep on rolling. I like them ugly, so they don't get stolen.
I like to ride them fast, I like to ride them hard. I chain them to the pole when I go to the bar.
Well, I used to have a uni, but it put me in a day.
Now I got a bicycle, it goes both ways.
So if you want a pocket, you can park it here.
If you don't like it in the front, you can put it in the rear.
Got a hook, you better change it quick.
Better put some extra medication on your chin.
You gotta keep your machinery maintained.
Ooh, what's that? Opportunity knocks.
Baby, can I get the digits to your combination lock?
We can join those kids in their parked car.
Ain't got a backseat,
so we can have the handlebars.
Okay, that was the Pasties out of Olympia, Washington, doing Bikes Are Sexy off of a 7-inch that is on Wreck the Place Records, I believe. And before that was Walls doing Hands and Knees off of a single that's on Iron Lung Records, which I assume is Iron Lung, the band, putting that out. And the address is Seattle, so I'm guessing the Walls are from Seattle as well. Sorry, I didn't do any research on that one. I don't know about the Walls. But, Walls. White Lung before that out of Vancouver. Yes, Vancouver is not the Northwest. It's the Southwest, if you're in Canada. But, you know, come on. Give me a break. White Lung did Local Garbage off a 7-inch EP on Hockey Dad Records. Hockey Dad Records. And we started off with Autistic Youth doing Empty Eyes off of a single of the same name. And the last set of the program, Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, is going to be some reissues out of England. This first one is something I had never ever heard of before, The Outsiders, but it's pretty darn good. This is an LP retrospective of theirs. They're a 77-ish band. And the song you're going to hear is Vital Hours.
Spend some vital hours.
Okay, that was The Mental doing Fun in Camden off of an LP of unreleased material of that pre-Subhumans band that came out on Demo Tapes Records, who do not have a website, but you can write to them at P.O. Box 357 London SE 19 1AD, UK. And they also put out that Touch of Hysteria record, so they're putting out cool old shit by cool old English bands, and that particular song was supposed to be on a 7-inch, but that never came out. Before that was TV Personalities doing Painting by Numbers off of what looks like a bootleg, or maybe it's actually them, their Wham Records label, just actually getting back to putting that out. Mummy, You're Not Watching Me is the title of that LP. It's not all that great, really, and I'm a huge fan of theirs, so I think that their first album is way better than this one, but that song is good. We started with The Outsiders doing Vital Hours off of their reissue LP that's called Vital Years, and that's on Gift of Life Records. And we've reached the end of the show. Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I already told you the info. MaximumRockandRoll.com on the interweb if you need more. And want to thank all the radio stations that play us, because I never really do that. So if you're listening to this on the radio, a big hello and hooray for the station that's putting it on. So we're going to leave you with a long song. I guess your local radio station will probably fade this out because it's going to go really long, but this is really awesome, and Chris can tell you what it is.
Well, Paul, this is a song by an old Colorado band called The Gluons, and on this song they're basically the backing band for Allen Ginsberg to drop some poetry.
Bird Brain!
Yeah. So this song is called Bird Brain. So turn on, tune in, and punk out. I don't know if that's the wrong arrow, but.
Maximum Rock and Roll!
The world. Bird brain is the ultimate product of capitalism. Bird brain, chief bureaucrat of Russia, yawning. Bird brain ran FBI 30 years, appointed by FDR, and never chased Cosa Nostra. Bird brain apportioned wheat to be burned. Keep prices up on the world's markets. Bird Brain lends money to developing nation police states through the World Bank. Bird Brain offers brain transplants in Switzerland. Bird Brain wakes up in the middle of the night and arranges his sheets. I am Bird Brain. Russia, Yugoslavia, England, Poland, Argentina, United States, El Salvador. Bird brain multiplies in Russia, China, and the United States. Bird brain inhabits Stalin's corpse inside the Kremlin wall. Bird brain dictates petrochemical agriculture in Africa's desert regions. Birdbrain lowers North California's water table, sucking it up for Orange County agribusiness banks. Birdbrain clubs baby harp seals and wears their coats to Paris. Birdbrain runs the Pentagon, his brother runs the CIA, fat ass bucks. Birdbrain writes and edits Time, Newsweek, Wall Street Journal, Pravda, Izvestia. Birdbrain is Premier, Premier, Commissar, Chairman, Commissar, Senator, Chairman. Bird Brain prepares Wonder Bread with refined white flour. Bird Brain sold slaves, sugar, tobacco, alcohol. Bird Brain sent 20 million intellectuals and Jews to Siberia. 15 million never got back to the Straight Door Cafe. Wore a mustache and ran Germany on amphetamines the last year of World War II. Bird Brain conceived the final solution to the Jewish problem of Europe. Bird Brain carried it out in gas chambers. Bird Brain borrowed Lucky Luciano, the mafia, from jail to secure Sicily for U.S. Bird Brain against the Reds. Manufactured guns in the Holy Land and sold them to white boys in South Africa. Bird Brain supplied helicopters to Central American generals to kill a lot of restless Indians, encourage a favorable business climate. He began a war of terror against Israeli Jews. Sent Zionist planes to shoot Palestinian huts near Beirut. Bird Brain outlawed opiates on the world market. Bird Brain formed the black market in opium. Bird Brain's father shot Skag in the hallways of the Lower East Side of New York. Organized Operation Condor to spray poison fumes on the marijuana fields of Sonora. Bird Brain got sick in Harvard Square from smoking Mexican grass. Bird Brain arrived in Europe to conquer cockroaches with propaganda. Bird Brain became a great international poet and went around the world praising the glories of Bird Brain. I declare Bird Brain to be victor in the poetry contest. He built the World Trade Center on New York Harbor without regard where the toilets emptied. He began jumping down the Amazon rainforest to build a wood pulp factory on the riverbank. Bird Brain in Iraq attacked Bird Brain in Iran. Bird Brain in Belfast throws bombs at his mother's ass. Bird Brain wrote Das Kapital, authored the Bible, penned the Wealth of Nations. Bird Brain's humanity, he built the Rainbow Room on top of Rockefeller Center so we could dance. He invented the theory of relativity so Rockwell Corporation could make neutron bombs at Rocky Flats in Colorado. Bird Brain's gonna see how long he can go without coming. Bird Brain thinks his dong will grow big that way.
Bird Brain found out he was a Buddha by meditating.
Bird Brain's afraid he's gonna blow up the planet, so he built this rocket to get away!